Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. This portion of the show is Ask Andy a Question. If you go to our website, milosinternetmarketing.com, there's a button there, Ask Andy. Click on that, and that'll take you right to an email. You can write what you want to know about and send it to him, and he'll respond. He's going to respond to some questions today. It's askandyaquestion@AOL.com. If you're not at the website, askandyaquestion@AOL.com. So, Andy, Windows 7 been out a couple of weeks now, and I know you're getting lots of questions, and it's hard to filter through all of them, but take a go at it.
Yeah, thank you, Milo. Yeah, I've been inundated with questions and different suggestions and things about Windows 7, and that's why I want to concentrate on it again today. So our listeners, give them a little heads up on what to expect and you know, whether or not to make the plunge or the leap of faith into the new Windows version. Like you said, it's hard to filter through all of the questions. So what I've done today is I want to focus on a few individual parts of the Windows 7 and see if we can get the majority of these questions answered just with a general overview of what some of the features and upgrades are in the Windows 7. So today I'm going to talk about the interface, mostly the taskbar. I want to explain that to our listeners. I want to get into a little bit about on the system tray and general file maintenance, the new library system, and that type of stuff. So those are the topics we're going to talk about. Like I said, we're going to start with the interface. The Windows experience, if you want to call it that, occurs mainly in its taskbar, and especially in the start menu and the system tray. Vista, if you remember, gave the start menu a redesign. In Windows 7, the taskbar and the system tray get a thorough makeover. The new taskbar replaces the old small icons and text labels for running apps with larger unlabeled icons. If you can keep the icons straight, the new design plainly reduces the taskbar clutter. And if you don't like it, you can shrink the icons and or bring back the labels that you're used to. In the past, you could get one-click access to programs by dragging their icons to the Quick Launch toolbar. You remember the Quick Launch toolbar? It was next to the Start button in XP and Vista. Well, Windows 7 eliminates the Quick Launch, and it folds its capabilities back into the taskbar. So you can drag an application's icon from the Start menu or the desktop, just drag it to the taskbar, and Windows will pin it there. So you can launch the program without rummaging around in the start menu. And you can also organize these icons in the taskbar by just dragging them, moving them to a new position. So essentially, the taskbar shows your running applications and your quick launch all in the same space. To indicate that a particular application on the taskbar is running, Windows draws a subtle little box around it. Now, in fact, it's so subtle that figuring out whether the app is running can take you a minute, but you'll get used to it. It's a nice little feature. And so again, your running applications and your quick launch, icons are going to just be laid out in your taskbar with your running applications highlighted with a box around it. In Windows Vista, when you hovered the mouse pointer over an application's taskbar, over its icon, it produced a thumbnail window view known as a like preview. When you have multiple windows open, you can see only one preview at a time. So, for instance, in Windows Explorer in Vista, if you hovered your mouse pointer over the taskbar icon for Windows Explorer and you had more than one tab open in Windows Explorer, it would just show you whatever tab is currently being viewed. What's kind of nice about Windows 7 is it's going to show you all open windows that application has, just in a preview form. So it's nice to have that preview there, but the thumbnails actually, they're a little bit smaller than we'd like. It's a little bit difficult to see which screen, or what's viewed on the screen. But anyway, it's an upgrade from Vista's, preview, thumbnail. It's a pretty nice feature in the taskbar. And also new in the taskbar is a feature called jump lists. And these menus resemble the context-sensitive ones that you get when you right-click on various Windows applications. Except with the jump lists, you don't have to be inside an application to use them. So Internet Explorer 8, for instance, their jump list lets you open the browser and load a fresh tab, or you can go directly to any of 8 frequently visited web pages. And what's nice is non-Microsoft applications can offer jump lists too, if as long as their developer follows the guidelines for creating them. Other Windows 7's interface adjustments are minor, yet so sensible that you may wonder why Windows didn't include them all along. You can take a window and shove it into the left or right edge of the screen, and it'll expand to fill half of your desktop. Then you could take another window and nudge it into the opposite edge of the screen, and it'll expand to occupy the other half. So that makes comparing two Windows contents very easy. You can just look at them side by side. Each one will take up half of your desktop. If you nudge a window into the top of the screen, it'll maximize that window to occupy all of your display. So you don't have to click on the little maximize box in the corner. You just drag it up to the top of the screen. It'll automatically maximize it. The extreme right edge of the taskbar now sports a sort of nub, and you can hover over it, and open windows become transparent, revealing the desktop below. So this is a feature that Microsoft calls Arrow Peak, and if you click that little nub in the corner, then the windows all will scoot out of the way, giving you access to the documents or applications that reside in the desktop. This is kind of like duplicating the Show Desktop feature that Quick Launch used to offer, or the Windows D shortcut that brings you right to your desktop. But there's a little, just a little button in the corner that you can get access to this from. So getting at your desktop may soon become even more important than it was in the past. And that's because Windows 7, it does away with the sidebar. The portion, you remember, the portion of the screen that Windows Vista reserved for gadgets such as the photo viewer and a weather applet. So instead of occupying the sidebar, the gadgets now sit directly on your desktop, kind of like an active desktop used to in Windows XP. That way they don't compete with other applications for your display space. They just reside on your desktop as gadgets. It's kind of a nice little feature. Okay. Also wanted to talk about the system tray. And Windows 7's taskbar and Windows management tweaks are nice, but its changes to the system tray, which they call the notification area, have a huge positive effect. In the past, no feature of Windows packed more frustration per square inch than the system tray. And this is the area that we're talking in the bottom right-hand corner by the clock that has all the little icons that tells you what's running, what's not running. I think any Windows user is familiar with what I'm talking about. And in the past, it grew dense with applets that users didn't want in the first place. And many of the things you didn't want employed word balloons and other intrusive methods to alert users to uninteresting facts at inopportune moments. At their worst, the system tray applets behaved like belligerent squatters, and Windows did little to put the users back in charge. Windows 7 now, these applets can't pester you anymore because software installers can't dump them into the system tray. Instead, the applets land in a holding pen that appears only when you click it. And this is a much improved version of the overflow area used in previous versions of the system tray. Applets in this pen can't float word balloons at you unless you permit them to do so, and it's a cinch to drag them into the system tray or out of it again. So you enjoy complete control over whatever icons or applets reside in your system tray. Windows 7 largely dispenses with the onslaught of word balloon warnings from the OS, from the operating system, about troubleshooting issues, potential security problems, and such. The new area called Action Center is a revamped version of Vista Security Center. And this queues up such alerts so you can deal with them at your convenience. The Action Center does issue notifications of its own from the system tray, but you can shut those off if you want to. So all of this helps make Windows 7 a less distracting operating system. It's less intrusive than Vista, for sure. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a giant step forward from the days when Windows, it thought nothing of interrupting your work to, for instance, inform you that it detected unused icons on your desktop. I'm sure we're all familiar with that balloon. So kudos to Microsoft for the new system tray. Also, Microsoft did a very good job with the library system, that they call it. And compared to the taskbar and the system tray, Windows Explorer hasn't changed all that much. But its left pane does sport two new ways to get at your files, and this is libraries and home groups. Libraries could just as appropriately have been called file cabinets since they let you collect related folders in one place. So by default, you get libraries labeled documents, music, pictures, and videos, each of which initially directs you to the operating system's standard folders for storing the named items, such as My Pictures or Public Pictures. Those will be in your Pictures library. Really, though, to benefit from the libraries, you have to customize them. You can right-click on any folder on your hard drive, and you add it to any library. For instance, you can transform the Pictures library into a collection of all the folders on your hard drive that contain photos. You can create additional libraries of your own from scratch, you know, so you don't have to use the default Microsoft libraries. For instance, you could create a library that has your vacation photos in it and just put folders that have your vacation photos into that library. So a library essentially is a way of organizing your files. You create a library. It's a virtual folder, for instance. That's what I like to call it, a virtual folder. You create a library, and you can add any folders to it. They can be at any location on your hard drive, so they can be in different paths on your hard drive, but you put them all in one library, and you can access them from that one library in Windows Explorer. So, again, kudos to Microsoft for this new operating system tweak. I like the new Windows Explorer, and the library system is going to come in real handy for your users. So, again, I hope that helps explain some of the questions that you've asked, and I'll try to talk more about Windows 7. I don't want to beat it to death, but we'll talk a little bit more about it in future weeks. And again, if you have any specific questions about Windows 7 or anything other tech questions, please send me an email at askandyaquestion@aol.com, or you can reach me from milosinternetmarketing.com on the homepage. There's an Ask Andy button.
A quick response, Andy. If I have a Windows machine I'm using, and I have Word and Internet Explorer, just a few things on there, and I have Vista, and I want to upgrade it, do I have to save all my files, is just something that overloads it, or what do I do if I'm a very basic user, I have a computer, and I want to put 7 on?
If you're upgrading from Vista, it's a lot simpler than upgrading from any previous version of Windows. So if you are upgrading from Vista, you simply do a Windows 7 upgrade. Check the upgrade advisor before you do it to make sure that everything's compatible. But upgrading from Vista is very simple. It just upgrades your operating system. All your files, all your programs are still going to be there. If you're upgrading from any previous version of Windows, like XP or anything before XP, you're going to need to do a complete fresh install of Windows 7, which means you're going to need to reinstall all of your programs, and you want to save all of your documents.
But I think that's helpful. Because a lot of people are questioning, they're panicky over upgrading it, but if they have Vista, it can just pretty much just a nice, clean, they can operate. It takes about an hour, if I understand.
An hour or two, yeah.
An hour or two, and then everything's fine. So I don't have to worry about backing up things and all the other.
Correct.
Good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Andy. You're always very helpful in all these things with Windows 7 and everything else to do with computers. And that's about all for today. We want to thank our engineer, Randy Meyer, TalkZone.com, and to you, our listeners. Until next time, this is Milo saying so long, everybody.